Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
I think everyone's a little bit surprised and shocked. 10-6 didn't get it done this year, so it's unfortunate. I think we're going to get the best available at coordinator, head coach, assistant coaches. I have not really going to speculate where they're going to go. I have no idea, but I trust Phil and everyone involved in the search, and they're going to make the best decisions they can make. Change isn't always a bad thing. Sometimes it can be good. The prospect that at the time was unfavorable, but that's to be. No one wants to really change or really think about changing. Now that it's upon us, we got to be positive about it. It is what it is, and we just got to keep moving forward. And whoever we get, we got to make the most of it. We're gonna have to make do with it. I think we got a lot of good pieces offensively, personnel wise, and once we get a good coordinator and play caller, we'll make it work. The only thing I'm really thinking is, I wish we could have done more offensively, wish we could have made more plays and won a few more games here and there. And I think overall just be more consistent offensively. I think that definitely would have helped things. I have all the faith in the world in Phil. Very detailed. He has a plan in mind. He wouldn't make these decisions and make these actions if he didn't have a real plan and direction of where he wants this team to go. Here and there, limited. Phil keeps to himself. He has a plan. He's on the road a lot. He's doing a lot of scouting. He's a grinder. That's kind of what got him to this far. Once you're around him just even a little bit, he exudes confidence, and he's going to make the right decisions. Good ones.
Such as?
A good head coach. Their leadership, they're able to hire people around them that can do a good job. They know when to step in, and they know when to take a step back. So we're going to get the best available guy out there. I know that. We got a lot of guys, I think, in the next couple of years that are up for contracts. We'll see how it plays out. I think first and foremost, their concern is going to be with finding coaches, and we'll address it from there. It's been great. Class act, a player's coach. I had a lot of respect for him, and his last meeting with him, he earned even more respect for me if it was possible. He handled it the right way. A lot of character in that man, and it showed up.
What did he tell you?
He just handled it the right way. I'm not going to go into detail. A classy, classy guy. Absolutely, absolutely. I take a lot of pride in the way I play, and offensively, we didn't show up in the last 4 years for him, and a lot of that blame is going to be on me. As soon as I heard he was fired, there was instant regret in what we could have done, what we should have done offensively. I stay out of it. I don't really want to get wrapped up into it, and I don't think they're going to ask me. Like I said, I have a lot of confidence in Phil and everyone else involved. They're going to do the right thing and hire the right people.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.